frequency in use, WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group.
Frequency sounds pretty clear.
Kilowatt Fox 2, Whiskey Romeo. How are you, bub?
Oh, doing good, Andy, doing good. I just closed up my watch on the 72 night watch, and we spoke to Gary in the Azores. I'm doing everything from the mobile.
Hey, how's the bugs out there tonight? Should they be pretty light?
I haven't seen a bug anywhere. It's been pretty good. Maybe the first couple of cold days killed them off, but right now I'm sitting in the car, I'm wrapping up the headphones, and I've got the light on.
Nice, it's good to hear. Hey, how was Principal on today?
Just give the repeater a chance to do its thing, man. It went great, Andy. Matter of fact, Transit Tech High School has come a long way from the old East New York Vocational. Most of the kids now, they're up to a 92% graduation rate. And it was just amazing to see all the shops and labs and the hand-on computer experience that these kids are going through. And I've done this for a couple of years now at different locations. And you can see it in their eyes. They're eager to learn, and they want to be part of transit, but they want to be a productive part of the workforce. Go ahead.
That's nice. That's good to hear. I mean, that's how I got my feet in the door here. Somebody from transit came to the VOTEC, and I remember when they came in, it was a lot of fun to meet them, and then coming to work here later, 20 years later. But I'm so glad you get a chance to do that, you know, and it provides us with quality people. And a 90% graduation rate for any school in this city is just take your hats off to that.
You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. Well, the amazing thing is that there are so many female students there that they're looking for somebody to come in from our group, Wadlin Simon, Cynthia, Celeste, Cora, and we're going to have a special assembly, and we were trying to get them involved to talk to the girls about the technical aspects of their jobs, because it's just amazing how well these kids are going through the program there. They have an old Redbird set up there, and they've been working on the Redbird. Right now, they're working with the TWU and the UFT, and Transit Authority is giving them an R110, one of the modern subway cars, and the test equipment and all the other equipment that goes along with it. So they're working out the logistics now of moving the R110 into the shop. Good.
Just look at the leg up they're going to have when they come on board here, having 3 years of training under their belt. They're going to come on board as semi-seasoned. I mean, that's a pleasure for all of us.
That's definitely going to be great for everybody in the system, especially power department, because when I was in one of the classes there, besides the wiring, they have a laboratory set up with modern motor controls. And this is something that you and I never saw, or at least I know I never saw it when I was going to Grady. We just took the motor, put it on the bench, did everything point-to-point wiring and getting controls going. But they have typical laboratory setups where they have the splice boards and everything on A-frames. And everything is logically put there in different modules for controls, transistorized controls, thermostat controls, thermocouple overloads, everything. Go ahead.
Sounds like the making of a Class A operation. I'm so happy for that. Now let's give a break, see if anybody else wants to come in.
All right, once again, this is WA2AXZ. For the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, we usually meet here every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, unless we do a face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center at 2 Broadway. And we're open to anybody. You don't have to be a transit employee. You want to chime in and check in, feel free to do so. Again, this is WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group.
BOOGIE2YZX.
We got Charlie there, YZX. How doing?
Okay, can you copy me? Okay, I'm on the 440 side. Last time I couldn't get in at all, so apparently it works again. How's it going?
That sounds good, Charlie. Now you're coming in loud and clear over here. I'm out at Floyd Bennett Field, runway 24, and I've got it on two meters right now, and the repeater is actually pinning the meter over here. I know Rich and the gang from N2ROWCMA got together and they're making some improvements on it, and you know, my hat's off to the whole group. Do we have anyone else that wants to check in tonight? You have WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group.
Number 2, Lima Tango Victor, N2LTV, Marcus.
I got Marcus, LTV. How you doing?
Doing fine, had the time to listen in, so I turned the radio on and I heard you talking. I'd like to say good evening to everybody listening.
All right, well, you're more than welcome to be part of our little band of K2IRTers tonight here. Let's see, we got Charlie, YZX, you got K2FWR. All right, I'll get your call letter straight someday, Andy. I can't even get mine straight. I got an email from Richard, and Rich told me his antenna finally fell down. His Ringo Ranger finally gave up the ghost and came crashing down. So what I'm going to do this Sunday, he's going to call me up hopefully tomorrow. We'll confirm for Sunday, and I'll head up on the roof and try to get something back up for him there. So let's give it back to Andy. We'll start with him. KF2WR, got WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group.
Hey, Charlie. Pleasure as always. And Marcus, nice to make your acquaintance. Zandy, KF2WR, out here on the roof in Midtown Manhattan with the obligatory weather report. It's nice and, actually, it's really balmy and beautiful out here, which I'm sure Bob can attest to over there at the beach. I think we're due for some really bad storms tomorrow. From what I can see on the weather reports, we have a system from the northern central part of the country going to collide with a system coming up from the south. And I think tomorrow night we're going to be in for some really vicious weather. So I already notified my people to button down some hatches here, just to make sure to keep an eye on things. And other than that, everything's quiet. It was a great meeting last week. Enjoyed seeing everybody. And I mean pretty much everybody. That was a great meeting. Lots of fun all around. And let me pass it back over to you, Bob. KF2WR with the WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
All right, Andy. KF2WR. This is the K2IRT radio group. As I said, we had a great face-to-face meeting. We're getting things together now, and the group is coming together quite nicely. They're starting to set up some goals, and I even heard some talk. Someone wants to start an equipment fund, so we'll have to see how far we're going to go with that. Because usually all of us kicked in a couple of bucks, and we picked in cable and little odds and ends there. We'll see how serious we get. One of the things that kill clubs more than anything else is the dollar sign. I've seen it too many times. So we did good the way we did it before, but if we can find some way of working around it. Right now I'm just driving down runway 6 and I've got the Concorde right in front of me. And it's a beautiful sight over here at Floyd Bennett Field today. So with that, we'll turn it over to Charlie and see what's happening in his neck of the woods. WB2YZX, you have WA2AXZ here at Floyd Bennett Field for the K2IRT group.
Hi, WA2AXZ and the gang, WB2YZX, and hello to everybody. And yeah, we had quite a turnout the other night. That has to be a record. That's very encouraging. And I don't know if Rich is going to join us now with his antenna not in its inverted vertical polarization. But whatever, we'll see what happens. And yeah, I mentioned I was the guy in England by satellite, which was quite an accomplishment for what I have here. And I sent him an EQSL, and he sent me one back, and I was very curious as to what kind of antenna system he had here. But 48 elements times 4 on 432. That's some serious aluminum, man, I tell you. But you can do moon bounce with that for sure. So, like I said, it's my claim to fame for this month anyway. So, back over to you, Lobi. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Just curious, Charlie, did he show a picture of it? It had azimuth control, horizontal, everything?
For that sort of thing, yeah, you need it anyway. But that's an overkill for satellites. So, 48 elements times 4, that's definitely a moon bounce array.
QSL on that, Charlie. Well, I tell you, I've been out here on runway 24 for the past hour, and I did the first half of the night watch on 40 meters, 7.193, and our usual suspects checked in, especially Gary from the Azores. CU2 Japan Tango. And talking to him from the mobile here in New York to the Azores is like me talking to you on FM, crystal clear. So we have a pipeline to Europe and Germany and the Azores, and if anyone has a chance to get on 40 meters of the other bands, I think the cycle is just about hitting its peak there. We're doing pretty good. Let's turn it over to Marcus now and see what he has to say. Marcus, come on in and make one. This is the K2IRT group.
KA2KDQ.
All right, Rich, we got you on the list.
Moby, did I hear you say you were at Floyd Bennett Field? I always see there's a guard shack there. Do you need a reason to go onto the field, or just let you go in and walk around?
No, they let you come in and drive in. They have this new sports complex now that's open pretty much all night. So you drive in down the runway, the main runway 6, and then they have the branch runways that go down to the historic airport, Air Force Terminal. They have a restoration place. And I go right out on the beach at runway 24. It's open pretty much most of the night. Nobody bothers me. The park rangers came in only once a couple months ago and threw me out. We're supposed to be off the property by dark, but seeing that I'm doing the radio, they just drive by now. Go ahead.
Okay, that's good. I used to shoot some archery there a couple years ago. Do they still have that range? Have you seen it?
Well, the range may be in the back. They've redesigned this whole area with the new sports center here. They opened up two full-size football and baseball arenas. They've got indoor hockey, skating. In addition to that, they have... again, they have the Concorde, they have some planes on display in the front. They had model race cars in that side of the Flatbush Avenue side of Floyd Bennett Field, but they moved the RC cars out to the parking area as you come into the main entrance in the back, pretty much where the Army has the reserve center.
Very good, very good. I'll have to... check that area out. It's been a number of years since I've been there, and but I'll have to do it in the daytime because I don't want to end up in the water. Okay, back to you, Lobi. WA2AXZN2LTV.
WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. One funny thing, though, is all the way that they still have the model airplane group, the roll control RC planes, flying on the other end of the park out here. And every time they see me drive by, they come running up. Don't transmit! Don't transmit! I haven't messed up any of their planes yet, but I can imagine these guys are flying jets out here now. They have jet-propelled planes. And you can see a couple of $1,000 worth of equipment going up in smoke if I key the mic. All right, we'll clear with Marcus and let's pick up KEDQ. Hey, Richard, you must be on the portable. Come on in.
Okay, good evening to you, Bobby. And first I want to tell you, as far as the email, with the Ringo Ranger antenna, even though it's I am able to get out, but on some repeaters, such as the 7000 repeater where they have the air reset, I have a lot of difficulty getting out because it's ready. I am able to get out, but it depends on the repeater. And by the way, as far as the Sunday is concerned, I'll call you tomorrow afternoon and we'll work something out. But the only thing I will say is, if you're going to come over on Sunday, it'll have to be on Sunday morning due to the fact that early afternoon I'm going to have to go and pick up my girlfriend. We're going to a concert at Queensborough Community College. Going to be seeing Chubby Checker. So that's the only thing. Oh, and one last thing. Did you have that package delivered, which I dropped off on your chair at work the other day? KA2KDQ.
I haven't been up there in a day or so. I've been principal for a day today at Transit Tech High School there. I'm trying to remember, is that the CD from, is that the CD with the website in it, right?
Okay, what I delivered the other day, I went up to I think it's Salmon's office on the mezzanine level. There was nobody there at the time. I even knocked on the door, so I figured since it was in the building, I actually brought it up to your office, and I left it on your chair with a note saying I couldn't deliver it to the mezzanine level. So in the event that it hasn't been delivered, if you could just ask somebody just to drop it off on the mezzanine level, it would be appreciated.
Hey, Bob.
Andy, you gonna take a look? Yeah, I confirm there is an envelope on your chair underneath the CD that I put on your chair. So, Richard, you want me to drop that downstairs?
Yes, I would appreciate it. The only reason I brought it up is because there was nobody on the mezzanine level at about 4:30 in the afternoon the other day. I would appreciate it.
Not a problem, I'll drop it off. And I put the CD on your chair, Bobby, with all the website stuff.
Alright, thanks a lot, Andy, there. And Rich, yeah, definitely it'll be Sunday morning, because my daughter, my oldest daughter, is having her 29th birthday. Where'd all this time go? So she's coming in, my youngest daughter's coming in, and we'll probably go out and have some lunch together, try to take Grandma out too, so... We'll do what we can. Rich, just a question, though. Do you have a ladder or some way to get up there? Because I know it's a big group.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. I know in the past I've had a ladder, but I'll tell you, I'll have to go outside and take a look. But the only thing is that ladder, it's not... Let me put it to you this way. It's not the most... reliable, so if it's possible, if you could come with the ladder, it would be appreciated.
All right, well, I don't have a ladder, but we'll see what we can do. You never say never, Rich. We have so many substations in the area, I may be able to borrow one of the ladders and get down there and give you a hand. We'll assess the situation Sunday morning, man.
Okay, with that, just to make the announcement, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting on this frequency Thursdays, 8 p.m. for an hour or so, to talk about anything between ham radio, transit. It's an open forum for any idea, any suggestion there. And you don't have to be a member of New York Transit to be part of our group here tonight. Just come on board, check in, and have a little fun. Just want to tell everybody that we had our big meeting last Thursday. We weren't on the air. And we're settling up on that website. A couple of CDs went out. Doc sent out his CDs to Wally. I got it. Andy got it. We made our suggestions for an improvement. And the important thing for us to do the website is to quickly settle on what we're going to have and get it on the website. This way we can make modifications, but at least we'll have our initial presence on the intranet in transit, and then we'll be on the regular website that anybody can pick us up. So we'll turn it back over to Andy again. Andy's on top of the list. Come on, Andy, and make one.
KB2VQ.
And we have Val in there too. How you doing, Val? Hold on a second. Let's pick up Andy and I'll pick up you.
Hey, Val. Always good to hear you. Yeah, just to follow up with the website there, what those guys did was tremendous work. And we all say thanks for that. That would be Dennis and what's-his-face there. Did tremendous work on the website. And I'm looking into getting us hosted if Dennis can't. But he sounded like he had a good deal with a friend of his who has a server to host us right at the guy's house. So it's just a matter of us securing the domain name, k2irt.com, through Internet. And once we secure that, we can host right at this fellow's house and build our bio pages. So that means everybody think about a bio page, a picture or two, and a little blurb about yourself. I know some of us can go on forever about bios, but, you know, have something nice for everybody. That would be really great. And, yeah, that's about it. With that, I'll pass it back to Val, KF2WR.
This is
KB2VQ.
Well, this is KB2VQ. Good to hear you guys out there. Good to hear you back there, Lobie, after vacation and other activities that you were involved in. Yeah, it was an excellent meeting there Thursday. I guess everybody gave all of their suggestions and all of their likes and pretty much on as far as ham radio is concerned. So I think it was definitely a full array of and a plethora of choices that anybody could choose from, and had an expert on it, so that was a fantastic thing. And I'm going to get back and turn it back over to you, Lobie. This is KB2VQ in the K2RT bunch. Back over to you, Lobie, WA2AXZ.
And to all KB.
All right, Val, very good. We got N2OQB, is that correct?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to meet you guys here at your acquaintance on K2IRT. Good evening. I'm in the upper side of the Bronx by Concourse Yard, Lowy. I'm in the Concourse Yard at the present time and was listening to the net. It's always a pleasure. Val, it's always good to hear you again. I haven't seen you, my friend. And hoping that everyone at home is okay. And Lobie, good to hear you again. And like I said, I don't have much to say, but I'm always very happy to exchange a few words with you guys on the net whenever that is possible. Again, Lobie, I'll pass it over to you. And to OKB.
And 2OQB, WA2AXZ. Well, as I said, you're part of the club, and we'll be talking about the new web pages that we're starting for K2IRT, both in the Transit 10 system and in the external internet. So once we get the pages established, as
Sandy said, we're going to ask people for a short bio, a couple of pictures, and everyone will take a look at the website with a keen eye for additions, deletions, whatever we can do to keep it up to date and keep people better informed of what we're doing in K2IRT. All right. Well, I hope everything is going well up at Concourse Yard today. I was down the block from Picken Yard most of the day at Transit Tech High School with a great bunch of kids there. We're trying to get them interested in transit, of course. And you know me, when I'm in front of the class, I'm always talking ham radio, too. So you may have a couple of new voices chiming in from time to time. Let's go back to Charlie now. WB2, YZX, it's all yours. Come on in and make one. Copy you, but you got a tremendous amount of hash in the background, Charlie.
I have nothing much to say anyway, so I'll just stand aside here and let me say hello to Frank and Val, and over to you, Lobie. I'll be listening for now. Back to you.
All right, you got WA2AXE here in the K2IRT group. Told the group last week I finally paid Joe, one of the fellows from the Transit Museum, for that 2-meter radio, that Yaesu. And we're going to do something with it. Like everything else, nobody has time to do anything. But I have to spend some time taking the faceplate off to get the dial working, at least the master dial. What I can probably do is just use it the way it is with the push buttons on the actual microphone itself, and I can tune into any frequency, kick the repeaters in, and use it temporarily in that fashion. But I'm sure that down the road I'll have a little fix for it, and then that'll be the group's repeater. What we can do is if anyone needs a not a repeater but a 2-meter radio. If anyone needs it, Val, Wally, anyone, we can just make it a lending library there. All right, with that, we'll go to the next one on the list again. And that's, what do we have here? Let's pick up Rich again. Come on in, Rich, make one.
Okay, Lobie, yeah, so, so basically, as per our conversation before, I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon after 3 o'clock and we'll arrange the time. I'll check for a ladder, which I believe we have. How good that ladder is. In a long, long time. Anyway, operators are needed to participate in my mile 24th Avenue and 24th Street, plus interested in volunteering or getting more information, they should contact Steve Mendelson, W2ML at KRRL.org, W2ML at KRRL.org. Oh, and one other thing, that if people are planning to participate, the cutoff date is Saturday. So if you're interested in volunteering, okay, let me drop 1 second. Well, we don't have too much more to add at this point, but As you can hear, I am coming through on the Ringo Ranger antenna. Not in the position that I'd like it to be, but just doing the best I can for the time being. And actually, if you're not able to put the antenna up, literally on top of the old TV antenna, because something's broken. You know, if you were, so to speak, just take a couple of pieces of the rope and kind of tie it to the TV antenna, I'm sure that would probably improve my signal quite a bit.
K2KDQ WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Well, I have some clamps and pipes and, you know, whatever may be necessary to get that thing up. The only thing is that just to get up on the roof, that's going to be the only challenge, and we'll get over that. I'm not afraid of climbing. I'll hang in there and get this thing going so we can get you fully back on the air. But funny thing, while you were talking, I've been driving around Brooklyn. I just left Floyd Bennett Field and I went down to Marine Park. And I decided to park, well, maybe about four blocks away from the home QTH in the Marine Park parking lot. And of course, I pull into a nice dark parking lot, beautiful wide open spaces, turn off the engine, and I watch the S meter drop out. Of all the places I had to park, I found a beautiful dead spot in Marine Park. So what I've done now is I've pulled up to my home QTH, I'm at my front door, and once again the repeater is pinning my meter, so I'm going to sit here and enjoy this and run the net just from the car itself. Let's see, who else do we have on the net here tonight? Let's give it over to Val, KB2VEQ. Come on in and make one, Val, to get WA2AXZ.
And to KIN.
Come on, Dennis. All right, N2KIN, come on in and make one.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is French Dinner here, and listening for the night, and not been much, so I'm going to give it back to Val. I heard that you're up next, so I don't want to break the chain here. So go ahead, Val. This is N2KIN, and your status.
Roger. I recognize your call sign, Dennis. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, Dennis, Andy, Charlie, Lobie, Marcus, and Richard, and Frank. Good to hear all of your voices, each and every one of you. And once again, we have a nice group here on the net for this afternoon, beautiful afternoon. We're still enjoying the mild weather here in New York City, and that's to say a lot, considering the cold front is on its way. But we better enjoy it now. I don't have anything else to say, but kudos to all of you guys for joining in on the K2ROTNet. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Lobie. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, WA2AXZ in the bunch.
Hi, KB2VEQ. This is WA2AXZ and the K2IRTNet. Well, as I said, everybody has to be aware that this wicked storm is coming our way. I spoke to a couple people in Minnesota earlier this morning, and I just got off the 40-meter net a little while ago, and it's starting to hit the Ohio Valley, so it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be an interesting hit when it comes by. High winds, heavy rain, and then it's going to cool off somewhat, so if you have to batten down any hatches or throw an extra guy wire on the antennas, I think it's time to go out there right now in the middle of the night. I think the best time to work on an antenna is 2 o'clock in the morning in a windstorm. So with that, let's pick up Dennis and have Dennis say something now. N2KIN, come on in, and it's all yours. WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
Okay. Well, nothing much going on here. And I took a train home and I missed five stop tonight. For some reason I fell asleep a little too late and ended up waking up at Jamaica Center. So was good, but, you know, once in a while, you just hear about the city that can't wake up for some reason. But anyway, I was working on the antenna here. I was working on the little CB rip that I got from Radio Shack when they had the close down in the Tri-State area, but for some reason I can't seem to get the clear working for the coax connector, so it's a little troubleshooting here and got a little frustrated, but otherwise it's pretty good. And hopefully when Greg comes back tomorrow, if he's off tomorrow, I'll be getting in touch with him again and work on the website a little more and force that up to the tax people. So that's about it here. Back to you, Lobi. This is 2KIN.
And N2KIN, WA2AXE and the K2IRT group. You know, I was telling you about that radio that I picked up, the Yaesu 2-meter radio. Well, along with it came it looked like a 2-meter antenna. It was all fiberglass made by Pacer. So what I did, Andy remembers it too, so I put it together, stuck it on, started doing some SWR checks. And this thing doesn't tune down to 2 meters. It seems to be a much higher frequency. It sort of tunes around the 160 range, which is telling me that it's not really set up for 2 meters. It's set up for the communication bands. So what I'll probably do is I'll do some adjustments. It's got some adjustable rods to it. I'll have to add some additional length to bring the frequency down to 144. But it's a nice antenna. It's a nice looking antenna. It's a solid little beast there, so we should be able to use that somewhere. Give it a home on the 2-meter band. All right, Dennis. Let's see who else we have on the list. Let's go back up to Marcus. Come on in, Marcus. It's all yours. You got K2IRT Radio Group.
Then 2LPV. Want to say good evening to Dennis, a new co-worker and ham radio friend. Also would like to say good evening to KB2VEQ. He's actually a old friend, but he may not know who I am. KB2VEQ and 2LPV.
Wow, you're still on frequency here. Marcus is calling you.
I don't recognize the call sign, Marcus, but where did we meet?
Okay, I was training maintain out at Howard Beach, and you see me in the morning sometimes on the train now. Does that jog your memory?
Oh, that's got to go way back, Howard Beach time. Wow.
To work with Eddie Smith and the guys over there, I stood out because I was a junior guy, but it was an open job. So, and every once in a while you may see me on the train as you're getting off. I haven't seen you in a while at J Street. But you've seen me. It'll come back to you.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Glad you joined us on the K2RT net. You're welcome to come back anytime and give me a shout the next time you see me or the next time we're over at J Street. I appreciate that. I'm like the last holdout over there, and Charlie comes into his office every now and then, and we'll be holding it out for a little while longer, so anytime. I'm usually out in front of the building about 12 o'clock.
Well, I'm not usually at that area. If anything, I'm going over to Livingston. But I see you as you're getting off the train in the morning. I'm usually on a C train, either have the seat or probably sleeping. All right, once you see me, you'll say, oh, now you know what you're talking about. Good evening, Dennis. Nice to talk to you on the radio.
Marcus, so I just found the picture of the antenna that was this Springle has.
I'll check out my pictures here at home because maybe I got it and I email it to the work QTH and maybe I'll be able to show you tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Looking forward to it.
All right. You got the K2IRT radio group here. I met one of the new bosses in telecommunications, and, you know, me with names and numbers there, I'm very bad. But the fellow is on ham radio, and he was up with Charlie Q today, N2QZA, and we're trying to get him on the air, too. We'll all be together here on the K2IRT radio group here. Before we turn it over to Charlie, we'll just do another ID. Again, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, K2IRT, just like the IRT subway. Meeting here every Thursday night at 8 o'clock for just a general chat about everything from ham radio to electronics to simple get-togethers there. It's open season, whatever topic you'd like to choose. And we're also open to non-transit members. If you want to check in and be part of the group, feel free. It's an open forum for an exchange of ideas and opinions. So we're a growing group, established 3 years ago, and more and more people are interested in K2IRT. With that, let's turn it over to Charlie, WB2YZX, and see what he has to say on the Isle of Staten.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay, I'm back on 440. I think that machine dropped down for a little while or something. But good evening to all again. And thanks for the information about that storm. I just kind of hope it goes the other way. They changed my days off, so I got to work Saturdays now, more Sunday and Monday. And if I have to work Saturday, I would really prefer it to be a nice, quiet day, but I don't have that kind of luck. We'll see what happens. I got my fingers crossed here. And I'll probably be up around your way tomorrow, Lobi. I got to go to the RCC. I'll spend probably half the day up there. And that's about it for me. Back to you. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, WB2YZX, you got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Well, I tell you, I think most of your antennas are inside, so they're pretty well protected. I'm sitting in the Jeep right now looking up at my roof at this monster vertical I have poking its way into the sky. And one of the most important things I do is I unplug, I disconnect the antennas. I have a nice ground strap that they're all connected to, so just in case anything does get zapped up there, it goes elsewhere and not into the radios. I even go as far as to unplug the power supplies and the power strips when I leave the house, because you never really know what's going to come down the line. And if anyone knows about lightning, Charlie, you do. Still have that slight smell of smoke over there from your Yaesu 897 there, don't you?
Well, the ironic thing about it is I never worried about lightning with all the antennas up in the attic, but it got me through the phone lines. And it destroyed the modem in one computer, destroyed the laptop, and it went from the laptop through the sound card interface into the rig, and a considerable amount of damage. So it may not get you through the antenna, but it can get you someplace else.
Yeah, well, it's always a good thing. I don't keep my computer plugged in either, because I said to say I only use the computer at the home QTH. If it's an hour a month, it's a lot. So I just run a wire over to it, plug it into the modem, and then disconnect it again. But that seems to be the safest way, because the power quality and the quality coming over the phone lines can't be controlled. And you see all these little power strips you buy for $15.95, and they claim it's going to save your computer equipment, it's going to save the phone line. I really don't trust it. I think the best thing is to wrap it up, stick it in the corner, and wait for the storm.
go by.
So, with that, let's go down the list and see who else we have. Got Frank up there, N2OQV up in Concourse Yard. If he wants to come in to make one, come on and do one now.
Hello?
Frankly, but
noise never is just about that's 5 to 7, but you know, otherwise it's been okay, except when the neighbors start turning on the whatever truck they have, but I'm not gonna go into that. But anyway, it's just kind of frustrating to turn around on 40 meters and all I hear is just a couple of CW stations and that's it. So, you know, I figured I might add some cores in it and try to cut down the interference, you know, to one that I can cut down as much as possible and just, you know, hopefully get a better performance on it and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's the part about ham radio. You have to experiment, and one way it'll work, the other way it probably won't. So don't feel afraid. Just make your loops on the especially on the antenna leads, the decoupling loops also. That cancels some of the noise. But I actually went out and I got these half core snap-on turret, and I'm running it right now. I'm sitting here in the Jeep. And I've got two of them on the HF lead going into the tuner, and I even put one on the 2 meter one. And when you're riding around in a Jeep is a noise bucket anyhow. Anything that helps out the noise, it makes me very happy there. If any of the other gang have any suggestions for Dennis, come on in and put your 2 cents into it. How about 1 cent? Dennis, give it a go the best way you can. All right, let me just take a look at my my clock on the wall here. Yeah, it's 8:50 already. Yeah, I'm running out of words right now on this. After I'm done here, I'm going to head into the home QTH and get on 160 for a while. Talk to the gangs out there. As I said, if the storm is this bad out there now, I don't expect much activity tonight, so I'll pack it in nice and early. But tomorrow, I won't be at the work QTH again. It'll be day two. Yet, today I was in school as principal of the day. Tomorrow, they're sending me to driving school. After 38 years of driving, they're sending me to that defensive driving course so I can save another 10% off my GEICO insurance. So I'll take advantage of everything that I can. It's coming down the pipe, and I suggest everybody in our group, Power Group Communications, when they offer it to you, go for it. Go for it. It's only a money saver for you once you finish the course. And you learn a few things while you're driving, too. With that, we'll go to the top of the list one more time and see if Andy is out there, KF2WR. Come on in and make the final.
Hey, WA2AXE in the group, KF2WR. Fonte 73 is all around. Nice to hear everybody. Really is. And hey, Val, whatever you did to your audio, keep it that way. I don't know if you made any adjustments, but it sounds really good tonight. Keep it that way. And I look forward to catching up with everybody either via email or next week. KF2WR. Take care, all.
All right, Andy, before you run, did they fix that ground on the signal feeder?
Keeps going away mysteriously and comes back in the morning. They claim they haven't worked on it, but it disappears and then it comes back, so... This might be one of those things I'd hate to have to wait for it to blow before we know where it is.
It's going to happen, too. The same thing that happened on the Lex. It came and it went, and it came and it went. And all of a sudden, they had that dead short circuit, and all hell broke loose. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. If it starts coming back again, I'm thinking if they're not going to work on it, we should just single feed from... 97th Street South and leave the breakers open at substation 13. And if it does go out, it's not going to take out the whole line. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. Andy, you have a good one. I hope you had a good view at the Curves Health Club across the street, and we'll discuss that as we have our eyeball the next time there. With that, we'll clear with Andy KF2WR. And we'll see if Marcus has anything to add for the 73 round. SCTV, come on in.
And to Okabe.
73 to everybody, and hopefully I can make the next meeting when it's at 2 Broadway, or maybe up at the Power Control Center. I will do my best to make it so everybody know who they're talking to. This is N2LTV, and I'll be clear.
All right, Marcus, well, you have a great one, and we'll be on again next week, same time, same frequency, to continue the K2IRT group. You have a good one there. Good to have the Charlie now, WB2YZX.
W2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay. And good to have everybody checking in tonight. And I didn't want to say anything before about the ferrite course, but I probably have about $200 worth of new things. I mean, having two computers in the shack and three rigs and overhead antennas, I absolutely have to have those things. I mean, I cleaned out every radio shack store in the city, I think, when it came to those snap-ons and the half-moon type things and whatever, and I used to scrounge canals to reach for old flyback transformer. Another good source. If you see an old monitor by the garbage can, grab it and cannibalize the deflection yoke, because it's very, very handy, because there's so much man-made noise and garbage that I used to be. Without the ferrites, every time I key up the rig, I'd crash both computers. No two ways about it. That's how important those things are. So what? Enough of that. Good night, everyone, and see you all next week. Back to you, Lobby.
Good night, Charlie, and to OKB. Lobby, if you allow me, I would like to say hello to KB2VAQ.
OKB, go right ahead there. And then just a quickie announcement. There's a ham fest on the 28th of October, guys. So just keep in tune there. It's going to be out at Limark and not Hempstead, Levittown, Long Island. So if you check out the Limark website there, you get all the details. Okay, again, Frank.
Okay, V2VQ, and to OKB. Good evening, Val. Good to hear you on the net. Haven't seen you in a while. Hoping that everyone is okay at home, and, you know, always appreciating your friendship.
Thank you, Frank. I just wanted to clarify with Lobe, Frank's call sign is N2O Kilo Bravo, and I think you were saying Victor at the end on that, but yeah, and I hope everything is all right at your home also. I heard that your wife has been ill, sorry to hear that, but I've been trying to send you some heat. I was able to cheer you up and keep you going, so anytime, Frank, I will keep you informed either by email or radio, and, you know, bless you and the family, and keep on radioing, my friend. Keep on doing your ham radio, because you'll be glad to have an additional outlet when times get rough. So I understand, and I can relate to all of that, too. So I'll just wait my turn, but thank you again, Frank. Best to you and yours.
Okay, thank you, Val. I appreciate it. Your emails have been very encouraging. I've been reading every one of them. I'm looking through the pictures and all the different captioning on the email, and I really it has been very encouraging through these moments. But my wife, by the way, I just want to let you know that my wife is doing a lot better. She's has done tremendous improvement. So she's coming through the situation, and I think that there's a lot more improvement expected to happen. And eventually, she's not going to be 100% as she used to be, but at least I would say 75%, which, you know, it would be okay with, for my satisfaction. Compare, you know, versus what she went through and happened. it's excellent, you know, that she had been able to do all these improvements. Good night to all. 73, Val, again, good to hear you. Lobby, thanks again for the moment. And, you know, it's very encouraging. It's, thank you for the all these improvements on the Amateur Radio Club with the K2IRT. I appreciate it. Thanks. This is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo, and we'll be on the listening mode.
All right, Frank. Well, it's great hearing from you again, and definitely we'll be on every... Uh-oh, my next door neighbor's giving me Halloween candy. Uh-oh, that's dangerous. All right, so I hope everything goes well with the family. And let's see what else we have here. I got everybody coming out of the woodwork. I park in front of the house, and I do the ham radio, and everybody's coming over to me. Well, what's Lobie doing now? But we'll give it over to Val now for his 73, his KV2VEQ, and we'll continue this. And now that someone gave me a couple pieces of candy, you know what I'll be doing while you're making your final, Val. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lobie. This is KV2VEQ and the K2RT Bunch. It's great to hear each and every one of you out there tonight. And everybody sounded great. And thanks again, Andy, for that tip. You and Neville gave me about the mic gain adjustment. I did that, and I will keep it there, Andy. Thanks again for that tip. And just from now, I'll great to see that the repeater is settled down to the point where we can even hear Charlie out there. So that's wonderful. And kudos to the repeater owners and operators for that. And I'll turn it back over to you. It's 73 to each and every one of you. Back over to you, Lobie, WA2, AXZ. This is KB2VEQ saying 73.
Well, it's been fun, and that's the purpose of ham radio, to get together, change ideas, help each other out, and definitely have a good time, man. You have a good one, Val, and we'll catch you again. We'll probably see you in person one day this week, because I'm all over the place this upcoming week, I should say. Well, with that, I'm going to clear with Val. Let's see. Finish with Frank. Rich out there. KC22, KDQ. Come on in and make the final.
As for your email, you sent me, I'll be full at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for workout time. And what I will be doing right after I get off the area, I will be going into the garage and seeing what's going into the ladder. Assuming we still have it, it's a very old ladder, so just to play it safe. If you can bring the ladder with you, a bunch of new ladders, that probably would help considerably. But we'll see what still a house can work out on Sunday. It's fairly good weather, so that won't be a problem. Okay, so Lobie, take care, be well. Speak to you tomorrow afternoon, and we'll work with that. Then make you
sounds good, Rich. As I said, if we don't have a ladder there, once I assess the situation, I'll have the truck with me and we'll go pick up a ladder at one of the nearby power stations and do what we have to do to get the communications up and going with you. Last on the list is Dennis and 2KIN. Come on in and make a final, Dennis. I'm getting a carrier, but no audio. Try it again, please. Oh, well, and Dennis is out there, and if he wants to break in, he can. but hope I didn't leave anybody out. Did I leave anybody out on the 73 round? You've got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group. Well, not hearing anything. Once again, I want to thank the owners of the repeater for allowing us this hour to get together with the K2IRT, New York City Transit Authority Ham Radio Group, and share stories and ideas. And we welcome everybody's comments. If anyone has to get in contact with us, you can email me, wa2axz@arrl.net. And soon enough, K2IRT will be on the web, so we'll be able to furnish more information about the group, what we do, who we are, and how we do it. So again, I want to thank everybody for stopping by tonight on the K2IRT group, and we're going to return the frequency back over to normal amateur use. And of course, myself and I, I'm going to QSY up or is that down to 160 meters. Guys, have a great night. WA2AXZ for the K2IRT is clear.